Hello, sports fans. It's time for the Idaho Sports Report Daily Podcast. With news, updates, interviews, and clever commentary, here he is, the one and only Jeff Duncan.
Good morning and TGIF. It's time for the Idaho Sports Report. I'm Jeff Duncan. Today is August 3rd. Happy Friday, everybody. Diving right into the podcast today, we're going to start with news from up north. Coeur d'Alene High School football practice begins Monday at noon for 10th through 12th graders. Freshman football starts August 13th at 5 p.m. All players need to have their school paperwork and updated physicals in order and turned into the school before they can practice. First practice will be with helmets only. No shoulder pads on that first practice. The Lake City High volleyball team will hold pre-tryout parents meeting Monday at 6:30 p.m. at the Lake City High School. Tryouts will be August 13th from 9 to 11 a.m. and then again from 1 to 3 p.m. Once again, athletes are required to be at both sessions and have all paperwork in order. University of Idaho senior wide receiver Justin Veltung was among 49 football players named to the 2012 watch list for the Paul Hornung Award, given to the most versatile player in major college football. In Spokane, the Indians took advantage of six Boise errors and recorded 17 hits in a 15-1 victory over the Boise Hawks last night. Boise is at Spokane again tonight. First pitch, 7:35. Chris Williams, who hails from Moscow, broke his own scoring record Thursday and won the medalist honors at the Western Amateur for the second consecutive year. Congrats, Chris. And the Lewis and Clark Twins scored 5 runs off 1 hit in the first inning and went on to defeat Twin Falls 8-3 in the opening round of the AA Idaho State Legion Baseball Tournament. This from the Magic Valley Times News. The College of Southern Idaho volleyball team has been ranked preseason number 1. CSI finished 6th at the 2011 NJCAA Division I tournament, but the Golden Eagles returned 9 players from that Region 18 tournament winning squad, including 5 starters. So congrats to the volleyball team at CSI, preseason ranked number 1. Burley came back from a 3-run deficit with 3 innings to play Thursday, rallying for a 5-4 win over the Boise Gems to move on to the winner's bracket at the American Legion Class A State Tournament at Halliwell Park in Pocatello. Burley takes on Rocky Mountain today at 4 p.m. And on this day in sports, August 3, 1921, Baseball Commissioner Judge Mountain Landis declared that the players accused of fixing the 1919 World Series be barred from organized baseball for life. Also on this day in sports, August 3, 1949, the National Basketball Association was born as a result of the merger of the Basketball Association of America and the National Basketball League. Sports birthdays today. Marv Levy, born this day, 1928. Of course, longtime Buffalo Bill head coach. Also born this day on 1940. Lance Allworth, a great, great NFL wide receiver. Also born this day, 1956. Todd Christensen, great NFL tight end. And Rod Beck, born this day, 1968. Very, very good Major League pitcher. That'll do it for the Friday podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. We're back Monday morning. Don't forget, the Idaho Sports Report is posted by 11 a.m. every weekday morning. Have a great Friday. Have a great weekend. I'll talk with you on Monday.
That does it for today's Idaho Sports Report. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Come back Monday for another Idaho Sports Report podcast with Jeff Duncan right here on idahosports.com.